Hare Krishna here in Radha Desh, and struggling with a terrible cold. A little better now, but I wasn't able to attend the morning program for that. Just about to go to the meetings. I'm going to answer a question that's asked multiple times, and basically it's this: how to keep the balance between service or work and sadhana. I'm sure many listeners have asked it themselves. I know that it's probably hundreds of times that I've spoken to the subject about devotees. And there's no real hard and fast formula to answer this question. It requires balance. It requires intelligence. Krishna in the Gita says, yukta hara vihara sa yukta chaitasya kama. So he says, not too much, not too little. So he's prescribing what the Buddhists call a middle path. So somewhere in the middle, we need to keep to the middle. We may swerve to the left and to the right, but we shouldn't get off the track altogether. So when I mean work or service, and I'll use the word service, I'm referring to full-time devotees, volunteers, and donors, devotees living outside who are working in the professional world. It all comes down to the same thing, is that there's only 24 hours in the day. Of those 24 hours, we also have to eat and sleep. And there's just not enough time to do all the work, all the service that we need to do, and at the same time to have quality time for a good morning program, chanting quality 16 rounds a day, and reading Prabhupada's books. Especially I see this reading part is really neglected a lot. Even the chanting, the devotees don't have the opportunity to quality chant. Chant while they're driving, chant while they're walking, go for morning japa walks, etc., or chant while they're talking or working or so many other things. So what to do? Service is important. One has to work in order to live. And at the same time, we came to Krishna consciousness to become Krishna conscious. And the angas or the activities of Swarup, Siddha Bhakti, namely Shravanam, Kirtanam, this is the essence. These are the main things. So, once again, as Krishna says, keep the balance. It requires balance. One needs to have first a balanced outlook on life. And now let me talk about those who aren't doing full-time service. A balanced outlook on life, and not live according to high expectations, but basically according to our needs. And prioritize that I'm going to put extra emphasis on being able to have quality spiritual practices, because that's what Krishna consciousness is all about. And devotees who are engaged in service, well, it's something that I know in Hungary and before in the UK, I constantly spoke to leaders about, is that the projects that we take, the way that we engage devotees really has to facilitate that balance. If we get into over-endeavor with confidence and determination, and we should take risks. But over-endeavor means try to take too much of a leap, and the end result is we fall on our face. Neither we achieve our goal, neither do we become Krishna conscious. So just sort of hitting it right is not an easy thing, especially because Srila Prabhupada was such an achiever, and he wanted us to achieve and to do things. He wanted us to distribute a lot of books and to have many temples and to spread Krishna consciousness all over the world. And that requires a lot of endeavor. Still, we have to see that everything's not meant to be achieved in our lifetime, and therefore make progressive steps that allow devotees to have the I don't want to use the word minimum, because I don't think that the devotees should be practicing the minimum sadhana, but they should be having that type of sadhana that Krishna is talking about, that's both satisfactory, enthusing, and ensures that the quality of the service that we do is actually pure devotional service, because we know that the same activity can vary from being a material activity to being transcendental activity. It just depends on what the consciousness is. As, for instance, Arjuna's business of fighting in the Bhagavad Gita. So Krishna consciousness is not measured in building buildings or even distributing books or having so many projects and festivals, because so many people do that. But ultimately, it's measured into what the effect of all of these things is in transforming other people's lives. And that transformation becomes really effectual and permanent when the people who are presenting all of these things, they themselves are transformed. In other words, that they are saints, they are sadhus. And if their hearts are transformed, and they're the real example of progressive, active Krishna consciousness, then that will naturally inspire other people to read books, practice what's in the books, enjoy the benefits of a temple, and practice Krishna consciousness. But it's not an easy business. And occasionally, we do sacrifice our sadhana. For instance, we may have a marathon, one may be building a temple, and these things were going on during Srila Prabhupada's time, and Srila Prabhupada encouraged that type of thing and sometimes even demanded it. But it's not a long-term plan. Srila Prabhupada also gave very clear instructions that sadhana was a priority over service. Krishna consciousness was a priority over your work. And this requires intelligence, discrimination, determination, good advice, good time management. And as I started off in the very beginning, there's no pat formula what to do. It's a ongoing affair, and it will continue like that while we're in the material world, and especially as long as we remain conditioned souls. Ultimately, in the spiritual world, one's service becomes one's sadhana, because one has already attained perfection and gone beyond the influence of the modes of nature, and therefore there's no distinction between service and effort at being Krishna consciousness. Just the very act of any type of service already cultivates our Krishna consciousness, but we've got to get there. And how we get there is by being smart. Hare Krishna.